It's You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Audio Network.
All right, hour number two here on a Monday, Costos and Barkley. As a reminder, final hour of today's show, hour number four, 7 p.m. Eastern. No, the powers that be don't like that when we give the time signatures because we're nationwide, but, you know, allows people to kind of conceptualize
in their heads. We live where we live. We live where we live.
Final hour of the show is the 7 o'clock hour Eastern time. Yeah. That is BetQL's countdown to tip-off. That's going to be nationally syndicated all over the country and Odyssey sports stations. That'll be cool. Myself and Ken Barkley, full hour dedicated to betting Baylor and Gonzaga. Side total and props for the national championship game. Jimmy Pats also join us. Eli Herskovich will join us as well to give us his best bets for the national championship game. Next hour is the Power Hour. We're looking forward to that, of course. All our bets for the NBA in Major League Baseball. Right now, I'm you had any action that you're sweating right now? I got the first five over here in the Jays and the Rangers with Toronto. I think it's Jays and Rangers. It's the Jays game. And they're up 4-0 here in the third.
Oh, are they really? That's unfortunate.
Foltynewicz got faulty, got absolutely rocked.
That's unfortunate. I think I had Texas in that game. My scores aren't loading right now. And we just did a whole hour where I was like completely focused on talking about Gonzaga UCLA because it was awesome. What did the Minnesota game end at?
The Twins killed them. Game definitely went over and the Twins are like annihilated. It's not over. Good. They're 15-1.
Okay, good. I have the over. Excellent. I had the whatever. I have it as long as it ends. I have the over. I have Texas. And then what is the other game going on right now?
Kansas City, a 2-0 lead on Cleveland here in the bottom of the second.
I have the over. So, like, whatever, on pace, probably trending slightly over, but who cares? So, yeah, just some stuff. Texas was just like, you texted me. I like the over. Did you say I like the over because I hate both pitchers? First five over, sorry.
I think both pitchers are terrible, so I bet the first five over, yeah. I think
I kind of had a similar philosophy. Yeah. I was like, I hate both these starting pitchers, and one team's like plus 145, so I'm gonna take the dog.
Fair enough.
Volatile outcomes. Gonna get smoked. Let's see how it goes.
Also, Nikki Football will make an appearance today with thoughts and picks for Champions League tomorrow. That's right. As Manchester City takes on Borussia Dortmund and Erling Haaland, and we have a really, really fun tilt with I hate that word.
We're going to toe the rubber at this tilt, or what are we going to do? We're going to be between the fights?
Why did I say that? Anyway, it's a great tie is the proper term for it. A great tie between Real Madrid and Liverpool as they kick off their Champions League knockout stage game coming up tomorrow. To tilt. What a moron I am. Rob Foster is going to join us in 20 minutes. Colin Wilson. And I said it out loud, too. Like, I think it's one thing to write it. Like, another thing to say it.
Have you ever said tilt before in your life? Have you ever said it?
In regards to, like, losing bets, yes.
Right. But like, never, I'm like, on full tilt. Context. Right. Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Right.
Never be like, oh, Texas what a loses 100 to nothing.
Yeah. That's what... Yeah. You see this tilt tonight in baseball? What a tilt.
I've become what I hate.
No, I know. Amazing. I love it. I love that you did it.
Also, by the way, shout out to Jordan Spieth for winning the Valero Texas Open this weekend, winning me a bunch of money. Sorry to Tyler who had.
What percentage of our audience do you think already has a ticket on him to win at Augusta this week?
I bet him like a month ago to win the Masters.
If let's put it this way. If they were late to the party, it doesn't mean they're not going to the party. So, like, I think everybody's going to the party on this one. I think he'll be, like, by far the most popular bet.
It's going to be great. And we will start in earnest our Masters conversation tomorrow on the show. We'll do a lot of it on Wednesday. I'm sure we'll have our buddy James Mazzola on and maybe a couple other golf guests as well as we move forward with this week. So that's going to be a lot of fun. So we have a great show to look forward to today. Great shows this whole week to look forward to. A great time on the sports calendar. But let's finally, Ken, pay off the promise we've been making for over an hour now, and that's to talk about some Major League Baseball series takeaways from this weekend and how we can apply them moving forward. That's why they're called takeaways. We take stuff away and then apply it moving forward. It's like the Office Space jump to conclusions map.
Yep,
there are different conclusions, and you jump to them.
It's the pool of props. It's a pool. And in that pool, it's a lot of props.
Tom, that's the worst idea I've ever heard. Yes, it is horrible. So, Rick, apparently we've got a couple different options here for our Major League Baseball takeaways music bed. So, Rick, play us the one that you like more, and if Ken and I don't like it, we'll ask you to play the other one. Old-timey.
It is. I get it.
All right, just for fun, can we hear the other one?
It's like an 8-bit Nintendo game.
It sounds like you're trying to get laid on a Saturday night.
In Nintendo.
What do you think?
Kind of like a knockoff Bieber beat. Something like that. Yeah.
It's growing on me a little bit.
I think I hate it.
Which probably means we should stick with it, right?
Yeah, let's keep this one. Let's just drop it down and we'll try it on. We'll try it on. We'll see how it fits. We'll give it right back.
Let's roll through the series from this weekend. We'll give you a little something on everything here. How about Ken, your Philadelphia Phillies? You liked them before the season. Other people like the Atlanta Braves. What the hell were they thinking? Braves clearly sucked based on the opening weekend. Well, maybe not. But the Phillies, Ken, 3-game sweep of the Bravos this weekend. What do you take away from the Phils and the Braves?
I think the most important thing is the question about Philly, like why their win total was what it was to a certain extent, was about like how elite was the starting pitching after Aaron Nola. Like that was kind of the question that we had going into the game. And in one start, just one start, but Zach Wheeler like might win the Cy Young this year. Like that was like as good of a first chapter to a season as you can possibly have for a starting pitcher, like 100 on the black, you know, at will, basically, against a lineup. And it's like, cool, Atlanta didn't score very much in the series. They're also like a very formidable lineup. Like the idea that not just Nola, but that Wheeler would do it. Zach Eflin pitched awesome yesterday. I think the starting pitching for Philly, if you have futures on them, if you have a win total over on them, that was the best sign. Like they're not going to be an awesome hitting team, but that was like a playoff, you know, kind of a preview type series. And the starting pitching measured up. We weren't sure if it was going to the entire year. I think that's a great sign if you have Philly.
And Zach Wheeler, by the way, is someone like people remember him with the Mets and like me locally here in New York, someone who obviously always had like massive promise, but was unable to deliver on that promise in his time in Flushing with the Mets. Like he looked great. Ken's right about that. And look, I kind of like the Phillies a little bit also. And I like their manager, Joe Girardi. And, you know, unlike, you know, the normal Joe Girardi catchphrase, this was what you wanted this past weekend from Joe Girardi and the Philadelphia Phillies. It was not what we wanted, Ken, for me at least. For my New York Yankees, Blue Jays go into the Bronx and take two of three from the Yanks. I'm not going to overreact just based off this one series. Like Yankees season's over, although it felt like it after game one. But to me, what was really concerning here, Domingo Germán, who looked absolutely stellar in 2019, a really terrible domestic violence case for him that we don't need to get into the details of. Suspended, didn't pitch at all last season, comes back like, the conversation should be added on another show, whether he should even be back with the Yankees or not. The fact of the matter is he is, and he's someone that the Yankees are clearly going to count on big time this year. Looked absolutely brutal yesterday in his first start back, and the Jays end up taking 2 of 3.
I think the most important thing in that series is just the Yankees are just an incomplete team right now, but that's just because of who's not playing. Like, first of all, Luke Voit's not on the team, and like, you can say what you want about all the other people in the lineup, but like, Luke Voit matters. I know Jay Bruce had like the luckiest 2-run base hit of all time, but like, having Luke Voit in the lineup matters a little bit. Having Chapman back matters a little bit when the rotation is finally fully healthy. My best takeaway for the Yankees is like, at least Kluber got through one start and looked okay, right? Like, we had no clue. Yeah, really. I mean, a guy at his age with that track record, like, you're kind of just happy he's still there. I mean, with the Angels, we'll get to a guy like that, too. Like, just kind of happy he's, like, not out for the season yet. Yeah, I mean, no real takeaways. Like, I think they're still fine. They just got to get some guys back.
I'm driving around in Luke Voit's car. Orioles sweep the Red Sox, Ken, and Fenway outscored them 18-5. That was pretty impressive.
We had no Eno love Sarah
for my
song.
No love for that, my Luke Voit thing. Did you get it? You know where it's from?
Yeah, driving around. Wait, that's a Seinfeld with John Voight's car.
Yeah,
right?
driving around in Luke Voight's car.
I'm very, very locked into my notes right now. It's my fault. Okay. Sort of picked up on what you were throwing down there a little bit. Love it. Love everything about it. We can all more Seinfeld references whenever possible. Okay. I do. Well, I like that we do it. Maybe not that one, right? Yeah. Well, yeah, the Drake. Yeah, I'm out. I'm like, did I even watch this show? I don't even know.
What? Just give us your analysis here, buddy. Yeah. Like, the Luke Voit line is great. You're wrong.
Okay. Red Sox get swept. We had Luke Voit's car. Eno Saris came on when he was doing the Red Sox. Ask him about the AL East, and he's like, well, the Red Sox might just win games because, like, okay, they can't pitch, but, like, sometimes you just win games by hitting a lot. So this is when a hitting team doesn't hit. This is what happens, basically. Like, the starting, like, you're like, oh, well, like, the starting pitching will be better. No, it won't. No, it won't. No, 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 it won't. And like, oh, well, Eduardo Rodriguez will come back. Okay, like, we won't, again, much like with her, like, we don't need to get into his backstory and like why it might not. It's actually like a very sad story involving him and COVID-19. Like, may not, Sale may be back never. If they're like JD Martinez is hitting, like, they might be awful because they're not going to pitch better. That's the thing. Like, it's like, oh, well, the Orioles swept, but like, they'll be good. Like, no, they won't be good. They could win games 10-8, but like, the pitching is going to look like this. Like, that's the bad sign.
You bet. BetQL Audio Network, Costos and Barkley running through our Major League Baseball takeaways from this weekend. Rob Doster joining us next. Talk the national championship game. In the limited time we have, let's hit the big things here. Angels take 3 of 4 from the White Sox. You were on the Angels bandwagon to start the season. Tony La Russa, yeah, who would have thunk it? Looks like a guy who's completely out of touch with the modern game. Oof. Couple just real head-scratching decisions by La Russa and the Angels. And Shohei Ohtani looking really good last night.
Yeah, the Angels, the bet on the Angels was a high ceiling bet. That was always what it was rooted in. And it was rooted in the type of stuff that you saw in his start last night and hitting, obviously, the mammoth home run in the first pitch of his bat when he batted in the game. My takeaways with them are, first of all, I'm glad Ohtani looks like he's not going to miss significant time. Crazy play at the plate, fifth inning, I believe. And general soreness was what he was diagnosed with. There's all kinds of jokes that can be made there. But like, as an Angels holder, you know, ticket holder, obviously happy he's not going to miss significant time. Jared Walsh has to start playing for Albert Pujols, like literally as fast as humanly possible every single game. Like, people are like, oh, Pujols hit a 3-run home run the other day. That is his only hit. Jared Walsh has 4 extra base hits already. Like, can we please, I've been on this since before the season started. Like, please, can Jared Walsh play more often? And then with the White Sox, are they going to be the team that gets ton of market credit every single game? And then whether it's La Russa or defense or the bullpen, somehow blows every game. Like, are they going to be that team where it's like, you can't figure out why it's happening? They should be really good. Like, they should have won basically every game in this series. They should have won every game. They at least should have won 2 of the 3 games that they lost. And the bullpen and defense and La Russa literally ruined games for them. Like, these were wins, not like 50-50s. Like, these were wins, like errors and walks and just excruciating decisions. I mean, it was great for me, but like, I don't know if that tells us a lot about the Angels or if it's more, are the White Sox going to be the team, 90.5 win total before the year, going to be favored in a ton of games against a lot of bad teams, some in their own division? Like, are they going to be the team that you always expect to be better than they actually are? Is that going to be their thing?
I don't know if La Russa was lost in the sauce or something, man, but like, intentionally walking Albert Pujols on Friday.
It's just baffling.
Well, it's also Tony, it ain't like 2010
right.
anymore.
And he hugged Albert before the game, the first game. And it's like
you're not the manager in St. Louis. Albert's a shell of what he was. Like, maybe like pitch to him. Just a thought.
Wild.
Anyone that I've liked Oakland more than Houston before the season probably doesn't feel great. Astros 4-game sweep of the Athletics.
Well, I mean, the good news is like Houston's literally done this before. it didn't really end up mattering. So like, yeah, I mean, this is such a weird series because it's like, whatever, 35-9 Houston in the series. First of all 4 games close really close to pick. How about Greinke being a dog in game one now in retrospect? Whoops.
And everyone liking Oakland somehow. Somebody.
Right. Kind of interesting. I think if you like Oakland, you feel good about the fact that the market liked Oakland in basically every game. McCullers was the only one of the 4 starters that closed as a reasonable road favorite. Every other game was basically close to pick. You're playing the best team in the division. Like, the market likes Oakland. Now, is that going to change at some point when we keep getting results like this? It just struck me that this was so much more about, if you read all the Houston quotes, listen to the sound after their games, it was all just like, this mattered to them so much. You can't keep this up more than like literally this series, but it mattered so much to them to literally pile drive this team as much as you had guys after. You never hear after a 4-game sweep like, yeah, we smoked them. Like, that was ridiculous. They were saying that after the game. Like, it clearly, and it's weird to be like, oh, it matters. And these, all these kind of, you know, intangible things. Like, that was my takeaway from that series. Like, I don't think Houston is that good. I think Oakland's pretty bad. I think that's part of it. But it was literally just a 4-game series of events where Houston was literally like, how much can we murder this team by as much as possible? Fans booing them every game. That stuff does end up mattering a lot in these situations.
The answer, by the way, was a lot. In the time we have remaining in this segment, Ken, Tigers take 2 of 3 from the Indians, Reds 2 of 3 from the Cardinals, Twins 2 of 3 from the Brewers, Cubs 2 of 3 from the Pirates, Dodgers 3 of 4 from the Rockies, Padres 3 of 4 from the Diamondbacks. Anything stand out to you there?
I think the Padres are even better than I thought. That would be a quick note on them. And then I think the Twins are awesome, actually. And that was before this game today, which doesn't really matter. They're beating up the Tigers. Milwaukee's starting pitching, I think, is like, actually, I mean, they played very well in their starts, but like, that's like a really sneaky good Milwaukee team. Minnesota should have, if they don't blow the game in game one, they sweep that series. And that's like a good, that's a team that's like maybe going to go to the playoffs, probably going to go to the playoffs. Minnesota like played significantly better than them. I think that's interesting.
If you're a Padres, you want Chris Paddock to pitch a little better.
Yeah, but I mean, can't really complain. We want Tatis to not have four errors too. Would also be great.
What they give him, like $900 billion?
Per error, right? That's right.
I mean, he's still pretty good. We got a lot of baseball to get to for tonight. Obviously, our picks coming up. We'll give you thoughts and picks when applicable for every baseball game coming up tonight that starts at 6 p.m. Eastern or later. Our NBA picks still to come as well. Colin Wilson from the Action Network is going to join us in about 25 minutes to talk Baylor and Gonzaga and his thoughts for Major League Baseball for tonight. But coming up right after this, one of our favorite college basketball guests, Rob Doster, talking all things Baylor and Gonzaga, who he likes in that game, and more coming up right after this on the BetQL Audio Network.